Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 411. We up to the third sequel into the Rocky franchise. We up to Rocky 3 from 1982. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. This was a first time watch for you.
Correct.
What did you think? Now give it to me small. Don't give too much, but yeah. Give it to me like,
okay.
What do you...
Well, I'll just say, this is one that I have at least one friend who is also one of our Patreon members. So shout out to Kevin Simmons. This is his favorite Rocky. I know that for a fact. He's told me. So I was like, okay, this is your favorite one? And he's, you know, like 80s movie guy. So I'm like, all right, well, okay, that's good to know. The only thing I know about it is Mr. T is in it. Hulk Hogan is in it. And I never seen it. That's all I know about it. So I was actually, you know what, though? The first two were so good that I was locked in. I'm like, I'm ready to watch this Rocky 3. Other than that, I'll save all my thoughts for the review, but I was looking forward to it. Because I liked the first two a lot.
Yeah. So when it came to this movie, I mean, I don't remember when I saw it in my timeline of living, but freaking, I remember not liking this one. I never liked 2 and 3. I remember going, oh man, these are not my whatever go-tos. And 1, I never returned back to because I'm like, it's such a drama. I don't want to go back. I always go 4 and that's it. I'm good. But the older I got, going back to rewatching a lot of movies that I dismissed, going, oh, these shits are whack. Now I'm starting to like enjoy a lot more, I guess, the older. I got to say, Rocky 3 hit a different note.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Like Rocky 2, I like now a lot more because I understood more of the story than I was younger. So now I'm starting to get it. And I will say this, Stallone knew where he was going with his characters in terms of arc. I think he's starting to grasp, and now we're hitting a new generation now, right? We went from 70s, now we're in the 80s. So everything is now starting to ramp up and Rocky is becoming now more of a more action figure version because Stallone is becoming more popular. His action star at this time, I bet Rambo must have came out before this. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't wait to talk about it because this had a lot of twists and turns and emotions kicking in and your favorite part is in this movie now where Apollo is the villain. Now he's the good guy. You know,
they turned. Yeah,
he turned them. So now they became best friends. So this
let
is
me just tell
good.
You right now before we even start, dude. I wrote down some quotes from this movie because this made me laugh. This movie made me laugh so many times. It's definitely the funniest of the three Rocky movies that have come out, intentionally and unintentionally. Both. It's the funniest. I am interested in discussing.
Well, Mr. T has one of the best quotes in the entire Rocky franchise. He has some corn.
Mr. T.
I loved him. I mean, you want to talk about an antagonizing villain?
You want to talk about a very 80s villain?
Oh, yeah, well, over the top 80s villain.
Mr. T.
But anyway, we'll talk about that in the villains part. But let's talk about some financials. This movie was budgeted at $17 million. Worldwide total of $125 million, bro. For the third movie in the sequel. So this made tons of money back. Are you shocked with this?
No. Because the first one was really well received, right? The second one was good and the audience liked it better than the first one. So, nope. I'm not really surprised. I mean, that's a great total. This is a good franchise with characters now that you've seen a few times. There's not been a dud. Duds are usually what start to like really hurt when one comes out that's just like terrible, but this hasn't happened yet. So no, I'm not that surprised.
All right. What did the audience and critics have to say about this movie?
Okay. So Rocky 3, we're still in the fresh category here. We have not had a rotten one yet. However, these numbers did take a little bit of a dip. So this one has a 65% critic score. So it's still fresh, but just barely 65. That is down only 5% from Rocky 2. So 70 to 65. Audience score went down similarly, but not very big. 74%. So this one has a higher audience score than Rocky 1. I still don't understand it, but whatever. 74, which is down 8% from the 82 of Rocky 2. So a little lower, but still liked.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not even shocked because honestly, on a third sequel, it's hit or you want it to be fresh. You want it to be these numbers on a third movie in a franchise. You don't want it to go below 60.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want it to go to the rotten category.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. All right. Let's get right into it because I know you want to talk about it. All right, let's go to lead character. We got Rocky, Paulie, Adrian back. Mickey's back for half the movie, which we'll talk about. And Apollo Creed now has a returning role into the franchise as Rocky's. He's not his best friend yet.
No.
But they respect cool. each other. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I got to train you because you got to beat this guy.
Yeah.
He does it almost for personal reasons more than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've given the lead a 5 in every movie so far. I wrestled with this one. I did. Because there are things to me that Rocky, and mostly it was with Rocky, that I just think he's a little less interesting in this movie than in the first two movies. I'll explain. One of the things that made the first two Rockies so memorable and the character so memorable was the underdog nature of the character. And that is not in this movie because he's the champ. Right? He's rich. He got the big house. Adrian be out here looking like fine in her Dolce & Gabbana and her Versace and she's dressing up. You know, like it's different, right? Rocky, Paulie's jealous and he goes to jail. Rocky goes to pick him up in his nice car, in his suit. And I'm like, all right, you know, the fame. It's still interesting, but it's less interesting. And this is a classic story, right? This is real life where you have a fighter who's just, they're hungry when they don't have it. And then it's hard to maintain it because then you get fat, essentially, because you're rich. You're eating well. You're living well. You don't have the drive, right? So taking that, I mean, they try to reset it, right? Because he loses the fight to Clubber Lang, like badly. He gets like knocked out. And then you have this like little period where he has to build back up. But it doesn't hit as hard as him being a true living in the dumps, you know, like underdog bum, kind of. But I still liked it. I still think it is good. It's accurate. Where I'm still going to give it the 5, though, is I do think I like Paulie way better in this movie. And Rocky 2, he does nothing. In this one, at least it's not a lot because once his storyline pretty much peaks in the first 15 minutes of the movie. Yeah. But then he has a job. He's always there with him. But I like that scene where he's like, he's jealous. He wants to fight him. He's trying to throw punches at him. You never hear for Paulie. he kind of like is annoying. If I had a friend like that, who's like, okay, dude, like, you know, you want handouts and stuff just because I'm rich. But still, I get it because they're long, you know, long time friends and all this kind of stuff. I do love the Apollo stuff. I'm not gonna lie. Love it when he's like, he comes to me, he's like, bro, I'm going to train you. You know, I know Mickey died. Me and my guy, my bald guy, we're going to train you because you got to beat this guy. He hates Clubber Lang just as much. And he's never even fought the guy. But he's just running his mouth, can't stand him. So I like him. And I like Adrian in this movie. She's in the training with him. She's like, you better win. That scene on the beach, great. Love it. Where she's telling him, you know. So I'm going to give it a 5. But in this case, I would honestly give Rocky a 4. And I think everyone else lifts him back up to a 5. So I'll stick with the 5. But he was a little less interesting to me than in the first two movies.
All right. So I'm going to give it a 5 across the board. But I would say in terms of Rocky, I don't know, man. I would say all right. So Rocky himself, I think I will go with the 5, though, because this is why. We never got to see Rocky rich.
Yeah.
Right? The taste of glory. But Mickey's at fault for that. Because remember, Mickey handpicked those fighters to make him feel like he's a winner, right? And then he finds out because Mr. T, you know, blows the whistle. And then he's like, what are you talking about, Mick? And then he tells him, and that's another great scene when him and Mickey yelling at each other in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a really good scene. But anyway, you got to see that. Then you got to see him going, damn, am I really a good fighter? Like, he starts to put in his thoughts, like, damn, am I really a good fighter? Because Mickey handpicked everything. So, but I see what you're saying. But for me, I feel like that is what a boxer does, right? Like, if I go from the dumps to the riches, and then my coach is the one that's picking all my fights, and I'm super. And the perfect example is when he's training with everyone there. We never seen him with. He's like taking photos with women, and Mickey's like, "Why the hell are we here with people?" And he's like, "Oh, happy." Like, again, cool scene. It shows you, and even as a viewer watching Rocky doing it, you're like, "Man, this guy is gonna get his ass beat because he's not taking it seriously because he thinks he's so good." And I like that. I was like, "Oh man, now." Him losing to Club Lang had many factors. The fact that he overthought, you know, thinking that he was so good. And then second, Mickey died. And there was, Mickey's hurt. And his mind wasn't there the whole time. It was nowhere near in that ring. So, and again, I like that. And I, and then that's when everyone else, you're right, elevate. I mean, I love Adrian. Adrian, it's crazy. She's a great character. Me and you always talked about it with the Nolans, where it's like one character that doesn't is there for like 1 second, but it's still influential in the entire movie.
Yeah.
That's Adrian. Yeah. Adrian has been in every Rocky montage since the first movie. No, except the first one. She wasn't there. But the second one, ongoing, I believe she's been in that in the room or something like that. She's there or influenced him to get into a better shape.
Yeah.
This one was the most impactful because she's like, why the hell are you doing this? Like, it's you got to figure out why. And I loved it because he started to yell at her and then she's like, and then she yells back, you know, we got the money. And I always laughed at that part. That is that funny. We got the car. We got the house. We got money.
What is it?
I'm afraid. You really got it?
On the beach, in the middle of the beach, and there's probably people around.
You see seagulls flying, and Rodney's like, walking, I'm afraid.
Eating a sandwich behind them. Yeah. I'm afraid.
Yeah. You got danger, and you got me, I'm afraid. And I like it, because she told him, she's like, Mickey dying wasn't your fault. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
No.
But I kind of liked it. And then... You're right. Paulie was great, too. I like Paulie. He was a little annoying, though, because I'm like, well, first of all, he took your sister in.
Yeah.
Like, married your sister, and now you're jealous because she's living this glory life while you are a bum, you know? So I like that. Anyway, everyone, I think, on the Apollo, bro. Apollo is so good, and we know what happens in this franchise. I just wished this, what was going to happen, goes to five, and we had another movie with him training him. Yeah. You understand what I mean? Like, push Rocky IV to Rocky V, and then have another Rocky IV with Apollo.
Maybe they should have had, well, to get ahead, but in part four, maybe rather than what happens, maybe he just, like, breaks his neck so he can't fight, but he can still train him. He can still train him. Because, like, you know Freddie Roach, in real life, there's a boxing trainer named Freddie Roach. He has Parkinson's, and he still trained boxers, even with Parkinson's. So maybe give him like a disability, but he could still train him just so that the character was still there. Because that would have been.
I agree with you. You know, and that would have been very interesting because you could have did it in a way that Rocky helps him overcome his fear and then he helps him at, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a back and forth type thing. And imagine Apollo in Russia.
Chair. A contrast.
Yeah, that would be funny. But anyway. Okay, five across the board here. Okay, main villain, Mr. T, Clubber Lang.
All right. Listen, I think I know where you're going to go. I might not be going there with you. I don't know. Or maybe we're going to go to the same place. I have no idea. Great villain. I'll start there. As far as these Rocky movies go, this is the first villain. Because, yes, Apollo, while in the second movie, Apollo became, because of the fan mail and everyone telling him, you know, it morphed him into being more of an antagonist. But I could still not say he was like a bad guy, right? This guy, and you know what? In a way, I can't really say he's bad either. He's hungry. He wants the title shot. He feels like he's getting looked over. He feels slighted. And this is real. This sport. See, this is why I love sports, because you get insight into like where it's realistic versus totally fake. This happens. You know, you get these fighters. They're super good. And then the top guys don't want to fight them. You're like, I don't want to fight that guy because he might beat me. And he's like, you ducking me. When he goes to that press conference when he's going to retire and he's calling him a coward and he tells Adrian to come to his apartment. All that stuff. Like, loved it. Then he beats him in the first fight, knocks him out. Great stuff. My only problem is that he's a little too, there's nothing to him besides that. Besides being a guy who yells and wants to fight, what do we know about Clubber Lang? I would have liked to have seen some insight into his life. Because you remember how Apollo, like, okay, Apollo's the champ, right? But like, you go to his home, you know, he has a wife, you know, he has kids, you know, you don't know nothing about Clubber Lang other than he's a mean boxer who wants to box. You know what I mean? So for me, and this movie or this franchise has such well-written characters that I don't think he's a well-written character personally. I don't. I think he's a cartoon. He's a cartoon who is very over the top and it works. I liked watching it. You know what I mean? But I can't sit here and be like, amazing, because all he does is that. He tells Rocky, you are ducking me. You're scared. I'm going to take you. It's very WWE more than true human person for me. So I gave him a four. That's where I ended up. I think he's great. I think he's the most antagonistic villain we've had, but I think he's the least well-written character that I've seen so far in these three movies.
Okay. So, I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, you could go either way. Yes. You could go either way. But there's only one way I'm going.
I'm okay with it, too. Like, I totally get it.
No. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. But he's a five. Ooh. I mean, this is why he's a five. And this is from my point of view, and you got your point of view. My point of view is Clubber Lang is from the streets. You could see it in all the cutouts when he's training. You can see he's just there to fight. Like, yeah. Rocky was, right? He had his gym. He worked out. He let everything out the door. Leave all that shit out there. I'm training to kill people. And that's what Clubber Lang was doing. Now, I totally agree with you. Very WWE villain. But Rocky franchise needed this type of villain because can't have another Apollo Creed, right? Apollo Creed was arrogant. He was a showman, right? He's like the Shawn Michaels of the Rocky franchise, right? He's a showman, the main event type of fighter.
Yep.
Now you need an actual villain to push Rocky, right? You needed the Triple H. And that's where Mr. T comes in. He's the Triple H of them all. And you're going, holy hell, did everything you wanted to. Mickey went to see him fight. And Mickey's like, holy shit, this guy's going to whoop Rocky's ass. You know, not knowing Rocky could win. He's just thinking, man, there's not much I could train this guy to. He's going to take a beating. So, but man, let me tell you, my man's lines are amazing in this movie. I love those lines, man. He was just like, hey, Miss Balboa. Why don't you go home with a real man tonight? And he was like, what? You know, again, a lot of one-liners that are funny, but I mean, I just think it worked for this movie, right? I mean, super powerful when he
had a great look.
Oh, he looked jacked. Mr. Awesome. T, B.A. Baracus.
Mohawk, everything. It worked.
It looked great. I mean, when he hit Rocky, I mean, he felt it. Like, and that's what I liked about it. Like, each fighter that he fights in the ring, first of all, gets more ridiculous with the power when they get hit. I mean, we'll talk about
it. I'll tell you this much. I watched boxing this weekend. If anyone saw, like, the boxing, even if you watch UFC. If anyone punched anyone with any of these totally unblocked, loaded up punches, they're getting knocked out.
Yeah.
And in this movie, they'd be taking 80 of them. No problem. No defense in this boxing at all.
Makes no sense. I think in a whole, like if you look at the Rocky franchise, Balboa is the only realistic one because that's when they really...
Well, they casted Antonio Tarver, who was an actual boxing champion to play the villain. So you had a boxer who can be like, look, let's really do it, make it realistic.
And Stallone shot it with the HBO Max. So it actually looked like a real fight. So anyway, getting ahead of ourselves. But yes, in terms of this, Mr. T was great. I thought he was perfect for this movie, antagonized him even at the press conference. That's the best way to get somebody. You ain't retiring until you face me. And I loved it. And I loved it. He's like, you trying to duck me? You trying to retire before you get a real whooping? I love that when he's talking to the people. He's like, ask that old fool. When he said, ask the old fool, he was like, ask him. He was like, you know what you did? You put bums. This guy fought bums. Yep. He's like, what are you talking about, Mick?
He's like, and I love Mick, what are you talking about? Just fought bums.
As long as I am the coach, you ain't gonna get a title shot.
That's why he died. It was punishment for doing that.
My wife got so mad at that. Because she's a doctor, and she goes, I don't understand why they left the guy with a heart attack on the table.
The whole fight. Well, it was only three rounds, but still, they just left him back there.
She said, where was the doctor?
With Adrian just being like, it's okay, don't die. Come on, Mickey, don't die.
Yeah. She was like, what? She was like, no way that would have happened in real life. I was like, yo, I guess, but I was like, all right. But anyway, let's get to action scenes.
Okay.
What you got?
I feel like I gave this movie really good scores and yet I sound negative, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? I gave it a four. I'll tell you why. You have a fight montage in the beginning, but it's not that great because it's just Eye of the Tiger playing while he's knocking people around, but it's nothing. You have two fights in this movie, which that's That's a plus because the other movies is really just one big fight. However, the first fight's short. The first fight with Clubber Lang, it's short. Like I said, it only goes like 2 or 3 rounds and he gets knocked out. But it's fine. And then the last fight, it's okay, but it feels short to me as well. Like, I don't know what it is about this movie, but the whole ending, like the third act, felt underwhelming to me in the action. And when we get to the storyline, something about it where when it ends in the first two, I was like, you know, you feel a lot more pumped up. Whereas here it's like, okay, like, sure, I guess I figured this was going to happen. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like, I already know how this is going to end. Mm. Whereas you don't know. Cause in the first movie he loses. So you're not expecting that. Most people are like, he's going to win. Cause this is a movie about and then he doesn't. And then when he does, it's very exciting. And here, it was a little less exciting. So that last fight, very one-sided. I know for you, this, I was thinking of you when I was watching, because it's like, this fight is how you wanted the Apollo fight to go. Because he dominates him in the second fight. He dominates it. He absolutely obliterates Clubber Lang. It's not really close. He like demolishes him and then he knocks him out. So that I was like, oh, Alex is going to love this because this is what he wanted him to do to Apollo. So in that regard, I mean, it's cool, but it's less dramatic when it's very one-sided. So I don't know. I thought it was still very good. It's well shot. There was a few times where when they shot it, the camera was too, like you could really see that they're not even close to hitting each other. So I don't know. I gave it a 4. I think it's good. It's still not peak. I don't think this movie's peaked yet. I think it peaks, but I don't think this is it.
Well, to me it peaked.
Okay.
Well, I gave a 5 for the others. Yeah. I believe I did. Two
not I one. I don't think you did for one.
No, one I didn't, but 2 I did.
Yeah.
Because I thought it got better. This one, I think this is Rocky in his prime. And this is what I mean, right? Prime in terms of movie boxing.
Yes, yes.
You could see the training that Apollo gave him. Mm-hmm. He was super fast, like faster than I ever seen. And I told him, and you know, I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Yeah.
And me and my wife was sitting there and I was like, holy shit, Rocky is super, like when he's ducking, dude, he's going woo, woo, and you see Clubber Lang like missing and he's just jabbing. And then the scene that he threw him in the corner and he just, you see fast, like he looked like fucking Dragon Ball Z dudes just wailing. I loved it. I loved it. I got pumped. One thing I do agree with you, though, the ending was kind of weak. I don't like the ending of the Rocky movies. I understand 1 and 2 worked. It's purpose. You know, I did it. And the second one, he screams. This one was just like, how the hell are we ending this movie? They all happy and he's doing this and it's like, ding, that's it. Credits. And I was just like, underwhelming. Not underwhelming. Very disappointing. For me, it was disappointing. But the fight itself was amazing because Clubber Lang demolished him.
Yeah.
And it showed you when Rocky trains and put his mind to it, he was actually a true fighter. Like he was a true winner in his heart. And Mickey didn't believe in Rocky. And I think that's where Rocky, well, we'll talk about the storyline, but that's where I felt like with this movie, like Mickey didn't have much more to give to Rocky. So like for him to fight Mr. T would have been like old school training. Yeah. And yes, he would have got his ass beat. But I think the combination of Apollo Creed's new training with Mickey's old training fused new Rocky. And you saw it. I mean, this dude was like, I mean, again, it's a fake movie. So it's not like we're going to see another bout because the next movie takes a few years after his retirement.
Yeah.
Then he goes back in the ring. But this is the best version of Rocky you're going to see in that ring. And he was, I was like, holy hell. Like he totally chopped this guy from the ground up. Even the scene, you know, Apollo's getting mad because he's like, man, he's getting his ass beat. And then Paulie's saying, no, he's getting mad. And he's getting hit all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's like, you ain't bad. You ain't nothing. And he's like pushing him. And he's like, you're getting tired. I thought that was funny. But yeah, I thought the fight sequences were really good. The montage. Let me tell you something. Those are the bread and butters. Okay, the montage. This montage for this movie, because each of them gets better and better. I believe it peaked at Balboa because Part 5 never had a montage. I don't believe it did. I had never seen that movie as much.
I don't remember. I don't think
so.
Either.
Yeah. So I think they get better and better. But this one, seeing him all mopey, his mind is not into it, and he's Apollo screaming at him, and he's just there. And then all of a sudden, Adrian screams at him and he says what he has to say, lets it all out, and then they go back to training. That joint is pretty dope. Him and Apollo training together. I think it's really cool. Kind of like it though, because you can see Mickey couldn't train with him. I like that Apollo's with him in the ring and they're doing the footwork and then Paulie's being mad racist. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Oh, my Paulie. God.
That's the most
that
racist.
Made me laugh, dude. That, okay, I'm you waiting for storyline, but yes, it was funny. I don't like these people. These people.
Like, what people?
Yeah. Oh, man. But anyway, I gave it a 5. I thought the fighting was great. Okay, storyline.
All right. So this movie, here's where we are. Funny lines. Some very funny lines. I wrote down a few. Also, Paulie, though, racist Paulie, made me laugh. He don't like these people. He say you can't train the jungle music and stuff like that. Like that. I was like, oh my gosh. So anyway, it's hilarious. First of all, you have... So I'll tie it into my review of the story. So I think this... okay, here we go. This is my lowest score. I think it's just okay, the story in this movie. It's a little simple. It's a little simple for me. Yeah, there's stuff that happens. I'm not saying nothing happens or anything, but I don't know. And by the end of it, like I mentioned earlier, I felt underwhelmed when it ended. I was just like, okay. I don't know what... It lacked something. I can't all the way put my finger on it. I think I would like to watch them all in like 2 months. Like watch them like consecutively, you know, to see what it is. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I just felt it was missing a little. It could have been that underdog element, the true underdog element. It could have been that I just felt like, okay, this is, I knew where this one was going a little bit more than the first two, things like that. But still, so, and also the stuff like, I think the first act of the movie is kind of boring, to be honest with you. Like before Clubber Lang, like when he's wrestling Hulk Hogan, I'm like, what? It all felt very like, it felt like it was there to pad the runtime. And this is the shortest one. This movie's shorter than the first two. And it felt like they were trying to fill in time because that there's no reason for it other than to have Hulk Hogan in it. And this was 82, I think, which means Hulk Hogan hadn't even reached his peak yet. Like we didn't even have WrestleMania yet. It just felt kind of, there was some stuff in here that felt kind of just like shoehorned in. Anyway, during that fight, I could not stop laughing. First of all, Hulk Hogan makes Rocky look like Rey Mysterio. He's so little. Hulk Hogan is humongous. Okay, he's like 6'7" and thick, just big. And when they're standing next to each other, like, bro, it looks like he's wrestling Rey Mysterio here. Stallone, as shredded as he is, looked tiny compared to Hulk Hogan. So I thought just as a visual, it was hilarious. Like when he jumps on his back, it looks so funny, like a little kid. Also, when he's in the ring and Mickey yells, run for your life. I could not stop laughing then. Like literally a minute later, Hulk Hogan's doing all these moves and Paulie says, remember the neighborhood. Like, what is he? Like, fight him. Like, he wants him to like actually fight him. Remember the neighborhood. Then Hulk Hogan picks him up and goes to throw him and Rocky says, catch me.
Catch me.
And then he gets chucked. Also, one of the most oddest lines, the news reporter talking with Clubber Lang. The news reporter says, hard words from a hard man. And I said, wait a second, pause. This is not, why would you say that? It just sounded a little weird. Hard words from a hard man. I didn't like that. So other than that, though, some funny dialogue, some unintentional and some intentional, but I just thought it was fine. I gave it a three. I think, you know, while there's real elements to it with the whole getting too fat, getting too, you know, too big that you don't have the drive, I like that. But I don't think they leaned into it enough because I think they made excuses of, oh, he'd been fighting bums instead of fighting top competition, you know? Whereas I would have liked it better if Rocky was fighting great fighters, but just sort of lost the edge. I don't think he really lost the edge. He just wasn't given the challenge. So I don't know. But I think it was okay. I give it a 3.
All right. So this was really hard for me because I did enjoy the movie. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a solid sequel.
Yeah. It is definitely.
I thought it was a solid sequel. I don't think it's the greatest sequel in the entire franchise, but I thought it was solid. I landed on a 3 also. And this is why I gave it a 3. I thought the ending was kind of weak. I thought the ending was weak. The fight was amazing. The ending of the fight was kind of weak. He didn't even hug Apollo. Like, they didn't... I mean, the dude trained him so fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't give... But he... I mean, they did do the whole fight leading up to Rocky IV. The whole, like, you know, you owe me a favor. And then
they go...
Yeah. It, boom. Right? Ding, ding. So, yeah. I thought that was weak. I thought throughout the movie, I wanted to see more of Apollo talking to his trainer, like going, what do you think if we train Rocky for Mr. T? Because I agree, like, it was his agenda was just to have him fighting him again. So, the championship doesn't go to like somebody like him. It stays with the good guys, right? But I wanted to see it from that trainer's point of view, Rocky. Like, what can we do with Rocky? Like, you see it similarly. There's a scene in the movie where they're seeing the trainer and Apollo is looking at Clubber Lang. And he's like, man, he could hit hard. But he goes, Rocky only has like 6 or 7 rounds in him. And I was like, that's dope. Like, I wanted to see more of that. Like, what can we do? And, you know, we got to speed him up. We got to, you know, swim in, you know, whatever. Because I like Apollo, the I don't know his name, but I like the black trainer. Like, I like him a lot. I think he's really good.
Yeah, I like him.
I like him a lot. So I'm like, I wish we got more scenes of him doing his thing. Because we do get it in Balboa and we do get it in Rocky IV. But I wanted to see it in this one. Adrian, I wanted to see more Adrian pushback in a way.
Oh, by the way, his name is Duke.
Duke. Okay. Yeah.
It's like his nickname. Tony Duke Evers is the name.
All right. So Duke. So I wanted to see more Adrian pushback. Like how she was pushing him in the montage scene where he's like, why are you whatever? I wanted to see that earlier. We never got that. We never got, you know, Mickey dies. He never had a conversation with Adrian at all. So I wanted to see that. But anyway, I agree with you. The first half of the movie, I think, could have been a little bit better, tweaked up a little better. I like the whole stuff with him training with the people in there because you get to see his mindset. It's kind of different from what it was in the first two movies. And then I like the third act. I thought it was good, except the ending. But other than that, I give it a 3. I thought it was a good, solid sequel. It's better than Rambo 3.
Oh, yeah. Definitely better than Rambo 3. And the thing is, too, like I said, the beginning, the first act feels like it's wasting time. And then the rest of it feels rushed. So it's weird. Like they could have done better. They really could have spread it out. You know, like take your time. It's
one fine. Plus I will say is the movie was shot in Madison Square Garden. Yep. I didn't know that. I was like, holy crap. I thought that was cool. And I totally forgot that the location changed from Philadelphia to Los Angeles and then back to New York. So I thought that was pretty cool. The whole changing.
I also think it's hilarious that Paulie thinks LA is such a dump, but he comes from Philly.
Yeah, that was weird.
Talk about a dump. Yeah.
I should have had a gun. He's like, I should have brought a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could go home to paradise. That is Philly. Please stop.
I do like when he enters the training area and everyone looks at him. They all sweaty and they got the eye. He's like, you see?
They got the eye of the tiger.
The killer eye.
He literally says he got the eye of the tiger. I'm like, oh, that's that song. There you go.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I wish they used that song more. But anyway, all right, there you have it. All right, overall.
Well, speaking of, this is the debut of the Eye of the Tiger in the Rocky franchise. So this is where it came from. People know that song. People associate that song with Rocky, and it didn't show up till the third movie. So that's pretty interesting. I think this movie's good. I liked it. I won't lie. I liked it. Yes, I have some negatives. More than the first two. However, very good sequel. I have no problem. I will definitely watch this again. I have no problem. I don't have any major problems with it. I just think it could have been better. I think the first one is like a great film. And I think the second one is a good movie. And I think this is a movie, right? There's a difference in my mind when I think of a film. I think of a little more drama, a little more, not class, but kind of, right? Like it's a little bit more prestigious. Whereas these are just movies, right? Underdog stories, action, fighting, cartoon characters here and there. But it works. I enjoyed it. I like the music in this one as well. You get Eye of the Tiger. The score used better in part two. But still good here. But still good. Adrian, great. I like that they gave her a little bit more to do than just be the wife. You know what I mean? She actually is like a motivating factor in this one. Like the characters. Good time. I give it a 4.
Yeah, I give it a 4 too. I think this is a great sequel.
Yep.
Good to great sequel. Depending on who you are. You might say it's the best one. And I kind of agree with you if you want to. Because I know a lot of people that love Rocky 3. Then they love Rocky 2. Then they love Rocky 1. So whatever you want to go with, I'm okay with it. But I think this is a 4 in my book. This is a great movie. Mr. T hit it out the park. Now, in Creed, if they decide to do Creed and they want to bring Clubber Lang's son, because they're starting to bring everybody's son.
I'm okay with that, though. For some reason, I like that. I'm like, well, let's see what they're doing. He got a kid? Yeah. Find his kid.
Clubber Lang's son would have been pretty good. And then you could bring back Mr. T, right?
Trainer dad. Oh, is he dead? Is he alive?
No, Mr. T is still alive.
All right, bring him back. He's still alive.
But I don't think he does movies like this, no, because he's back into that religion stuff. So I don't know if he'd do that.
All right, just don't give him any cursing.
I think it would be funny. And he goes, I didn't have a chance to punch your old man in the mouth, but I'm going to have my son punch you in the mouth.
That's true. He didn't fight Apollo Creed. That's true.
That was my favorite scene of the movie. He says, you see, one more thing to me? I'm going to punch you in the mouth so hard.
I wish they would have fought. I would have liked to have seen them fight.
I wanted to see them fight. He said, don't turn your back on me. And they pushed him.
Bro, they should have fought in part four.
In the beginning?
In the beginning. Creed yeah. win, and then he fight Drago. That way it built up. Like, that would have been cool.
Oh, that would have been a good one. Yeah.
You know? Because it just kind of comes out of nowhere to fight Drago. Like, what if he fought Clubber Lang as a warm-up, and it was a tough fight, but he wins, and now you're like, oh, he has a chance. Yeah. See? Revert. You think back, and you're like, they could have done something.
That could have been funny. You're yeah. like, oh, you use your friend to beat me down.
I was wounded. I was wounded.
You use your friend to beat me down.
Yep.
You ain't nothing. Follow you nothing. No, I thought that was the, you don't turn your back on me, pushed him. I thought that was so funny.
That was great.
Anyway, all right, total points.
20 out of a 25, but still ends up at a 20. This movie's really good. I liked this series. Rocky, get it. Great. I enjoy it. It's really good.
Yep. I got a 22 out of a 25.
I agree. I have a different score than you, and yet I agree.
2 points higher, but I do deserved. Agree. I mean, so far, the three movies in is actually really good. I've been enjoying them and liking them, and consistent in terms of characters.
Very.
Very, very consistent.
And I think it's because Stallone is the writer on all of them, so it's his characters. He keeps writing them. He knows how, you know, I think that anytime you have, and this is in general, anytime you have a franchise, good or bad, if the writers are the same every time, you could tell the consistency. Yeah. And you could always tell when they change writers where it kind of dips a little bit. And there's a franchise we're going to do in the future. I'm not comparing these in that in as far as quality, but like the Fast and Furious movies, there's a segment where there's a writer named Chris Morgan. And those movies are all like super like tight. And you could see the moment he doesn't write it anymore where it's like, this feels, it feels different. And here we haven't had that because Stallone wrote them all. So
same thing with the John Wicks. 1, 2, and 3 was what's his name? Kerstad?
Kolstad or whatever. Kerstad,
something like that. Kerstad. Anyway, him, he wrote 1, 2, and 3 and part 4, they didn't bring him back. And you could totally see same characters, same location, different locations, but it didn't feel the same as the 1, 2, and 3. Okay. So with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
Okay. Coming up next, we continue on with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock and Rocky Connection. We'll be doing a little movie called Snitch, which I know is a first time watch for you. And then the big one. We got a big one coming up. This is like the most known, well-known, famous Rocky movie, and that's going to be Rocky 4. We will, of course, be doing the original theatrical cut, not the Drago cut. And so we will be, we'll be reviewing that one. That's going to be interesting because I am a known non-lover of that movie, and you are a known lover of that movie. So now I haven't seen it in a long time. Granted, but we're going to see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it, though. Now that I'm all hyped up on these Rocky movies, I'm ready to watch it. I'm ready to watch it right now.
Yeah, part 4, I think I think it came in number 1 as the most influential action boxing match. The last fight was like influential. But yeah, we're not doing the Rocky versus Drago, which is a different cut of the film. You can see Stallone's filmmaking, like all the where he's at now in terms of filmmaking. You could totally see he reworked it and it feels like a different movie.
Call this one, we're going to be doing Rocky IV, the robot cut.
The robot cut, yeah.
We can call it instead of the Drago robot. Cut.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Molly.
Oh man.
Alright guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, hit the like button, comment on your favorite episodes, and then we'll leave some comments back responding to you guys. And of course you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. We are also available on Instagram under Geek the letter N Flix and TikTok under the same name, Geeks the letter N Flix. Other than that, I'm your host, Adam Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.